Hello, my name is Jessica Sticks Rogers. I am from Memphis, Tennessee originally. School brought me here. I went to Middle Tennessee State University back in the day. And the name of my capstones were Bible Brainiac and Find My Therapist.
Okay. I have to know the nickname. It's very cool. You are a very tall woman.
Yes.
I'm assuming that has part to do with it. I don't want to jump to that.
That's what it is. All legs.
I'm 6'7", so I know the feeling.
Come on.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You made it to the finish line.
Yes.
How are you feeling today after it's all said and done?
Oh, my goodness. It feels great.
Sure.
I wasn't sure I would make it here. Lots of moments of doubting myself, but super happy and proud. Grateful for the community, first
sure.
of all. And I don't know, a lot of support from family and friends helping me get to this point. So,
speaking of getting to this point, what was your path to get here? What were your either work experiences, educational experiences, personal interests that made you want to kind of go down this year-long path to becoming a developer?
Yeah, so at 18 years old, all I knew was basketball. So I went to MTSU thinking I wanted to pursue athletic training. Realized that wasn't something I was interested in, so I dropped out and just went for entry-level positions in healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
So I've had a lot of experience there. Got to almost 30, realizing I need a career, remembering some of the things I loved, which was MySpace and creating backgrounds and playing with HTML and CSS.
Tom was your friend.
Yes. So definitely was the first one. So from there, I just started doing some research. I started teaching myself a little bit and realized I was interested in a classroom setting. Found Nashville Software School, and here I am.
Okay.
Yeah.
As far as like your own personal outside interest, obviously the MySpace thing was kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
Had you done any sort of kind of self-guided learning about coding before deciding to really take the deep dive into the pool of NSS?
Yeah, no, not really. Not until I started doing some research. So
okay.
HTML and CSS was all I knew.
Sure.
So I thought it would be web design. And then I found Team Treehouse. And that's when I started kind of understanding the programming side of it and finding JavaScript pretty cool.
Right.
I had a lot of questions. Of course, that forum was there. But I'm like, if I had an instructor or other people in class, that I thought that would help. So just started Googling programs in Nashville. And this was the first one I found. Did not know about Nashville Software School before that. Google
but
was
sometimes
my friend.
That first search return sometimes is the best.
Amazing.
Sometimes it's not, but sometimes it's the best. Yeah,
it changed my life for sure.
Absolutely. Tell us a little bit about your capstones. What brought them about? Just it's been an interesting kind of back and forth of people talking to us today about personal interests and hobbies and stuff that informed a lot of what they were doing with capstones, or a business problem that they wanted to tackle. So where does that fall in with what you ended up working on in their first iterations?
Bible Brainiac came after a conversation with a friend who is a youth minister at her church.
Okay.
And she has this spreadsheet where she was putting scriptures on and giving them to her kids.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought it might be a cool idea to create some kind of game to make it fun for kids, not just having some kind of poster to memorize a scripture.
Sure.
But why not start a memory game? And once you figure that game out, then that's your scripture for the week. So that's what Bible Brainiac was.
Okay.
It was a memory game. Once you logged in, you press a button, and it linked to that scripture, and then that became your scripture for the week.
Okay.
So that's where that idea came from.
Okay. And the back end one?
Back end was, so I was shopping for therapists in Nashville and found it really hard. So I thought Yelp for therapists would be really cool.
Okay.
Why not, I know, if you love a therapist, why not save it? Have the ability to review it. If your friends have seen that therapists are interested in it, they can see those reviews. So it was just something interesting that I thought about.
Did you have a favorite non-code, away from the keyboard kind of aspect to this program? Was it the teamwork? Was it, you know, getting to kind of interact with a lot of different people with a lot of different kind of life skills that they were working on, even in this moment? What was your favorite part of the, you know, AFK parts of this program?
The alumni table became one of my favorite things. So the community overall was amazing to me. But the story for me is I started in evening six before and ended up dropping out because I was kind of doubting myself, ran into that imposter syndrome thing. Talked to John about it, and after we decided that I would start over, I didn't want to stop coding. So right. every week I would still go to the alumni table, ended up meeting a friend who became my mentor. So every week I was still learning.
Right.
So to have that community and people that are willing to teach you and sit with you and help you through those parts really transformed my experience. And I was able to come back E7 and kill it.
That's fantastic. That's great.
Yeah.
Was there, in this program, was there a language, a platform, a tool, whatever, that you really gravitated towards quickly? And the reverse of that, what was a stumbling block for you? What did you have to kind of really work to get over that hurdle?
I like to see things. I'm a visual person, so okay. of course front end was what I love the most. JavaScript became really cool to see that you can use these functions to create buttons and make things drop down. So that was cool. The challenge was going on the back end and not seeing the pretty things that I was used to. So transforming my mind and understanding there are still functions that make really cool things. It's just not as pretty.
Right, sure.
So front end JavaScript, React eventually became really cool to me.
Again, if you were approached by a friend who said, I'm thinking about this, you know, what would you tell them about NSS and the kind of the lead up to it? What, how can you help them get over that imposter syndrome that you mentioned before? You know, what's the best way to do that?
Man, speak up, trust your instructors. Look around and see that you have a lot of people that have been where you are. And just talk through some of those things and you'll learn that, oh, they've been there too. So, and they're willing to help you. Not understanding something doesn't mean that you don't belong here, and that's what I felt. So getting to talk to the instructors and really trusting them changed my life, and I would encourage people to do the same. Just say you're stuck. Just say I don't get it, and then you'll find yourself on the other side of that problem.
Always good advice. Styx, congratulations.
Thanks
for coming
so
to spend a little few minutes with us.
Yeah, no problem.